Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
And welcome back to the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And don't you just love Norah Jones? Love that track. Thank you so much, Craig. It was amazing. So we're delighted to introduce our first guest, Sister Sindiswa Nhlabathi from the Naledi Empathy Clinic. And Sister Sindiswa is a nursepreneur. Sister, I am so excited to have you on the show. I have read all this information and I think it is amazing. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I mean, we know that nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. And we know that, you know, healthcare is just not available to enough people in South Africa. We know the kind of queues that people have to stand in from early in the morning to see a doctor, to get help. We know how challenging it is. And the nurses have stepped in, and I love it. So let's talk about have I pronounced it correctly? Empathy clinics. What are
empathy clinics?
Yeah, I love them.
It's empathy. It's empathy.
I love it.
Empathy without an E.
You love it. Tell us about the empathy clinics.
Okay. Empathy clinics, it's an organization whereby they are here to, let's say, relieve the burden from the public health sector. And they are a bridge between the private and the public sector, because we come here in the middle for those families that are low income families and those that depend on social grounds. They are still able to afford our services. It's like giving private care, but at a very affordable fee. So that's where we come in, because as you said, when you were introducing us, you said we know the queues, the long queues in the public sectors. So as we are here, we are not here to compete with the public health sectors, but we are here to complement them, to say, okay, we are here. Those who cannot wait that long, they are able to come to us, irrespective of the social class that they belong to. Because even, as I said, the family with the lowest income can be able to afford our fees.
I think it is a brilliant initiative. And I have so many questions to ask you. But, you know, before I get into that, I wanted to say that I found very interesting. So your background, I mean, you know, there was no formal education, I believe, where you come from. And you did a diploma.
Employment.
And you went and you studied PR, right?
And then
someone said to you, let's go and study nursing, and you went ahead and you did it. But you have this entrepreneurial spirit, you have this, you know, almost expanded view of what you can be doing within the community. And I love that you have married the two, and this is what you've come up with, sister. It is, because it's so needed in this country. So let's just talk about how it works. So now you've told us what these empathy clinics are, right? They are run solely by nurses? Are they? Is it just nurses
Not solely nurses, even entrepreneurs, they can come in and employ professional nurses who will lead the clinic or manage the clinic on their behalf. But even nurses, when they come in, they are taught business skills, they are supported by You know, we've got all these offices, like your HR office is there to support, your finance office is there to support, because to some of us, this is still new, the business side of things. So we have all that support and all those structures within the Empathy Network. So it's not only nurses, but even entrepreneurs can come in into owning a clinic and employing a professional nurse.
Sounds like it's a win-win.
As you said.
Yeah.
Okay, it is a win-win situation because, as you said, with me, from my background where I was raised at home, like I had, I can say entrepreneurs that were raising me, my mom and my grand, because there were days whereby they would be booked for a funeral or a wedding. They'll have to make many cakes. So we'll wake up even at 4. Sometimes all of us, we know how to bake because it was a family business, if I can put it like that. So one will be making scones, one will be making muffins just to make so that the orders are ready by the time the people are there to collect it.
So this is how you grew up. This is what you saw. This is what inspired you. And now you've created this empathy network, these clinics, as you said, that bridge the gap between private and public healthcare, so greatly needed. So let's unpack this a little bit. So it could be entrepreneurs, but you've got nurses, you've got sisters who are dealing with patients. So are you kind of like the first port of call where someone would come and see a sister, and if the sister feels, well, they now need to see a doctor? Because there are lots of things that you can help people with. Could you be prescribing medication? Could you be doing certain assessments? And then if it needs to go to a doctor, is it a referral? How does it currently work?
Yes, as you normally they come to us, like in a clinic, they find a sister. The sister will be able to assess the patient. And then if the sister sees it, you know, this patient, it either needs another level of care, like in terms of a doctor or x-rays, of which we don't have x-ray in our facilities. So in those cases where you see that, okay, even when the patient is not responding to medication that you've been giving, you see, okay, but this time it needs another level of care, then you write a referral for the patient. You explain exactly on that referral to say, this is what we've been doing, or this is what the patient is presenting with. Can you please kindly assess and manage the patient further to a doctor or to a hospital? Normally with us, we refer to our local hospital where there's doctors there, which will be able to take over the patient and manage the patient further.
Brilliant. Because there's so many people who don't need to go to that level. They just need to see a nurse, and that can be treated at that level already, which is brilliant. In terms of medication, because I know that I'm looking at your fees, that children can receive treatment for under 200 Rand. And adult consultations with medication can cost up to 350 Rand. So in terms of the medication, sister, are the nurses prescribing the medication? So, for example, could you get antibiotics? Like what kind of, is it just for pain? Yeah, let's talk about the medication that you can prescribe.
Okay, the medication that you can prescribe, there are medication, as you know, that with medication, there are schedules. So there are schedules that we cannot prescribe, which is meant to be prescribed by the doctor. Yeah. This is where you would have to refer the patient for that medication to say, this is what we need. The patient needs this sort of medication. But other medications that one can buy over the counter, we prescribe those medications. We give those medications because as nurses, we also have dispensing licenses. We also have specialties that we do on top of the qualifications that we have. We also have those extra trainings that gives you that ability to do certain things that you wouldn't normally be able to do with only your nursing qualifications. Like there's something that we call primary health care specialization or adult care. Primary adult care certificate, that one would do. to be able to prescribe certain medications as well.
I hear you. I hear you. So how are you doing? I mean, how are the empathy clinics going? Is the network growing? How are you being received within the communities? How's it working?
Okay. First and foremost, I'm one of the nurses that were lucky to be given this opportunity by Empathy Network to own a clinic, to be my, it's scary sometimes, but it's challenging, of which it's I'm used to by now, as I said, from how I grew up at home, being exposed to business. So the community has embraced our clinic from where I am based. I think, as you said, you've read my story. You know that this is the very community that raised me. This is my community. So everything that I do, it's intentional. It's plowing back. It's taking care of those who took care of us when we were growing up, when I was growing up, those grannies, our sisters, you know, to have that trust. That's one thing, because with empathy, our main priority is the patient, is to build that relationship, is to build a trust with patients. Not just a monetary gain that we are after or profits, but is to have that relationship, knowing that when they come to us, we will be able to assist, even if it's not, they're not affected health-wise, maybe it's social, problems, we are able to refer them to social worker because we know exactly what is it that they need after you are, they are able to open up to you and they share their problems. It's like becoming a member of family for all these families that surround and come to us.
Amazing. And this is in Naledi. And in Naledi, Soweto. Amazing. And you, as you say, you've gone back to your community. They are supporting you. You're supporting them. At the moment, are you the only sister working within the clinic? Are there a few of you?
At the moment, it's only me. It's only me at the moment. We are hoping that our clinic will grow. We've got so many wishes. We even want to expand one day and have a birth center, because we have pregnant ladies that come to us. And then because we don't have a birth center, we see them until they are 36 weeks. Then we let them go to hospitals sometimes or to our clinics to give birth. Then they will come back to us at 3 days so that we can see the baby and the mother to check. So now we want to continue that relationship to say from pregnancy to birth, and then immunization, and then when the child has minor illnesses, so that it's just a continuity of care and the relationship between the mother and the baby.
So wouldn't it be wonderful if someone was listening and just said, yes, let's support something like this. Let's see this empathy clinic grow. It would be amazing. It really, really would be amazing. And I'm so interested. So when the patients come, and let's say you realize, you know, this needs to go to the next level, we need to send this person to a doctor, how are doctors in the area, and certainly in the hospital closest, how are they responding to you being around and you bridging that gap, really being able to alleviate the pressure, so to speak, and then sending them the people who really need to see them? Have you had any feedback from doctors?
Yeah, fortunately for me, because I've worked in not far from here, where I'm based, where the clinic is based. I've worked at a public health center at Zola CHC, and I've got a good relationship with the doctors there. Even if my patients need an X-ray, I can call up one of them and say, you know, I've got a patient here, and this patient is presenting with 1, 2, 3. So I'm going to send the patient, kindly assess. If they are not around, oh no, so-and-so is on duty, speaks to so-and-so. So we've got a good relationship with the doctors at the public health center. We are able to communicate. I'm able to call them to say, this is the problem I'm facing. This patient needs further care, and so on and so on. Then they are able to take it and then manage the patient further.
Well, you know, I hope that we're going to speak to you again and you will be giving us feedback because I know that this is going to grow. Because it makes sense. It makes sense that there's such a need within the community, that you know the community, they know you, they trust you. There's this wonderful communication and connection. And at the same time, you run it like a business. So it's a win-win for everybody, really. And then if you can, yeah, and if you can start to specialize in other areas, the same thing. So everyone benefits. There's opportunity for everyone because there's such a great need. What a wonderful initiative. And may you just grow and grow and grow. And may there be many empathy clinics opening up around South Africa, meeting the needs, the dire needs of all South Africans.
Yeah, thank you so much. We hope that empathy will continue to grow because they are also again offering the very same to other nurses to say, come open up your clinic. They are
Yeah.
there to support us. So even with other nurses that are just listening, I hope they can take up the challenge and say, the community needs us. There's a gap that we need to fill in because even with private doctors' practices, they are quite expensive. You know, they come at a steep price while the public sector is overwhelmed. Then we come in and then we bridge the gap to say, we are in the middle. If you cannot afford the doctor, if you cannot wait that long in that queue, we are here at a very, very affordable prices.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to thank you so much, Sister Sindisa and Nhlabathi, for joining us today. And all the best with the Naledi Empathy Clinic. As I said, onwards and upwards, may it grow. I for one am so encouraged. You know, on this show, we talk about the importance of early detection when it comes to cancer. And we know how in some communities they live so far away or it's so difficult to get any kind of assistance. And so to be able to go for these general checkups, these ongoing checkups where it's not too expensive and there are more of these clinics, if there are more, would just change the face of healthcare in this country. And you seem to be leading the way. So thank you very much for joining us. It's wonderful having you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sister. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Sister
Bye.
Sindisa Nhlabathi, and that was the Naledi Empathy Clinic. And she calls herself a nursepreneur. And I really, really love that. And I wonder, you know, if people from other countries had to be listening to this and they would just realize like how what South Africans are like. You know, and finding solutions for problems where problems exist, unfortunately. Unfortunately, I'll say it again, you know, government hasn't stepped in the way they should have stepped in. In fact, I would go so far as to say that government has let many of the people down. And so you have nurses who are stepping in and doing this. And I think it is brilliant. Nurse-led clinics, where early detection is possible, response rates are high, and cost to both the patient and the public system is so much lower. So I give a huge applause and recognition to this empathy network. I think it's absolutely amazing.